So what make you decide to major in French?
When I went to college, I thought that I was going to major in biology. I was very interested in science, and I had some image of myself wearing a white lab coat and doing something, not exactly sure what. So I told the college advisor that I was majoring in biology. But I had had a lot of French in high school. We had a very progressive school system that had more than the usual amount of language study. So I was already fairly advanced in the study of French, which I enjoyed very much. So when I was a freshman, I went into an intermediate level French class, and then I was taking my biology class. And when the midterm advising period came along, my biology professor said, "Now you need to sign up for calculus next semester." Well, although I could do mathematics, I never enjoyed it a great deal. And that during the same advising period, my French professor said, "You know, you have a real talent for French. I think that you should major in French." So I thought that sounded pretty good. And I said, "If I major in French, do I have to take calculus?" She said, "No." I said, "Fine, I'll major in French." I don't know how I thought I was going to be a biologist without taking advanced math. Maybe, you know, as a freshman, you haven't really thought that sort of thing through. So I told my parents that I was intending to major in French. And I was the first person in my family to attend college, although there were teachers in my family, but to go and get a 4-year liberal arts degree, I was the first one. So my parents said, "How will you make a living?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I guess I'll teach." And so, you know, here I am, many years later, making a pretty good living. And I think that it follows along with what Joseph Campbell says in his books. He says, "Follow your bliss. Do the thing that you like and enjoy, and you're much more likely to be successful." So I liked French, and I majored in French. I became a teacher.